You're entering a realm which is unusual. Maybe it's magic or contains some kind of monster. The second one. Prepare to enter.
Welcome to the world of tomorrow!
Good news, everyone!
I'm Chancellor Heine Dukes.
And I'm Duke Heine Chancellor. And welcome to today's podcast.
And against all odds, we are co-workers.
They said it couldn't be done. A Duke and a Chancellor.
Wait, what was your name again? Is it Heine Duke Chancellor or Duke Heine Chancellor?
I can't remember which one.
I already forgot.
I think I was the Duke. I think you were the democratically elected one. I was the part of the monarchy.
Is Chancellor democratically elected? Because that word to me doesn't sound democratic.
It really doesn't.
Chancellor.
In Germany it is.
It sound like, because it makes me think of Star Wars. And when I think of Star Wars.
Chancellor Palpatine.
Now that's not a real democracy. That's a republic.
The new republic. I think it's like a. I think chancellor is like a prime minister. Like it's not direct democracy, but it's elected by a group of individuals
by a parliament.
A parliament.
Now, why are we not pronouncing that second A in parliament?
P-A-R-L-I-A. Parliament. That sounds like the Spanish pronunciation. Parliament.
Parliamente.
Does Mexico have a parliament? No, they have a Congress.
No, yeah, because they have like a president and stuff.
Yeah, I would think they have a congreso.
They have what is referred to as el jefe.
Or if you're Joe Biden, also the president of Egypt from the 60s. It's the current president of, or from the 90s, is the current president of Mexico.
Oh, did he think that the current president was like a guy from 30 years ago?
And no,
was
like. He came out with when they released that thing, and it was like Joe Biden's old as fuck. And we did an investigation of all of his files, and we're not gonna charge him with anything. But he's old as shit, and he's like, "No, listen to your flapjack."
Yeah, but he's
not,
old
I'm
as
not
shit.
That old.
Technically, being, I did see his response where he's like, "People are saying my memory's bad." It's like, bro, you are pausing way too much for this. To prove it wrong, you are doing this way too slowly. You're gonna need to be on top of it.
In his defense, he called the Mexican president Sisi, which I think was like the president of Egypt in the 90s. Like, no, this guy's not even in office anymore. And he just like completely like, so he flubbed that. Like, it was the biggest softball that he could be like,
yikes.
No, I'm not. And the same speech, he fucked it up. I was like, oh my God.
The only flub worse than that is barfing on the Japanese prime minister.
Wait, did that actually
happen? Not gonna do it. George H.W. Bush did that. Wait. You didn't know that? No. Google it.
What? George H.W. Bush.
How did you not know about this?
I have never heard
of this. I swear to D-O-double-G.
I have not even heard of this. George W. Bush, barf, Japan, PM. Oh my God, vomiting.
While Dale does that, guys, welcome to the world of tomorrow. This is a Futurama podcast. This is not a political podcast where we talk about Futurama. Today's episode, and I'll let you continue in a second, Petey. Today's episode is Season 7, Episode 3, Attack of the Killer App. Now go ahead, Petey.
There's literally a photo of him. Frame of the CNN Master Tape video depicting President George H.W. Bush vomiting on Prime Minister Keiichi Miyazawa.
I told you.
Oh,
how did you not know about this? This is American history, and you literally majored in it.
To be fair, happened in Japan, not on our soil.
With the most important person of America at the time, the president. I think that extends our territory. Wherever the president is,
actually,
that's America.
According to the amicus brief or whatever the fuck it's called from the Trump tapes, the president is not, quote unquote, an officer of the United States. That's the argument.
What is he then?
I don't know, but he's technically – they're like, you're not an officer of the United States.
But he's not that. He's not whatever has to follow the rules.
Right, exactly. He's immune from literally murdering his political
opponent. I am the law. I don't need to obey the law. I am the law.
We got a little bit of James, of the Jesse Ventura. I am the law.
I am the law.
Fair access.
I can do the Ventura way better than I can do the Trump for sure. And just, neither is good.
I just saw that guy who does the Sauron as Trump earlier today when I got home. I was looking through Instagram. I was like, so good.
Yeah, that one's good. And I'm going to have my tiny rings. And
and Tenneth, or not really a real king, by the way. I call him Little Tomato. Little Tomato. Ay, ay, ay. But yes, what
else? Well, today's episode is. Today's episode is. Extremely apropos, even though it came out probably almost 10 years ago. It's like so insanely apropos because Apple Vision Pro just came out. So, so this episode is about MomCorp making what they call an iPhone, EYE phone. Mm-hmm. And it's basically a what looks like a Bluetooth, like the old school Bluetooth earbud, you know, where it had that little module on it. Oh, it's God, that, but then they shove it into your eye. And so it's essentially an in-eye smartphone, but it's like the fact that we're watching this and the Apple Vision Pro just launched, and it's basically the modern version of that.
Multiple people at work have that, and it is so weird watching them like...
But they use it at work?
Yes, all the time.
First of all, shouldn't they be using the Google version of that?
I would agree, but they use that one.
And Google Glass, anyone?
I don't even know if Google Glass is still a thing. I don't even know if like the
no, it's definitely not. But I'm
Facebook
sure
did one
they should have
Ray-Bans. Facebook had like a literal like Ray-Ban.
Yeah, Meta.
Facebook.
Meta, no, that's that is a thing. That's brand new, and that's also extremely scary and like rights violating. Because in California, you have to give permission to be on camera.
And be recorded. Yeah, that's very true. But I wonder if there's some kind of loop that they got into. Like you, like if it's like being like a recorded, like if you're in public, it doesn't count.
No, it does. I think it has to be like you can't be like identifiable or something. So like if you're in the background like a walking person, that's fine. But if you're like there and they're like, I'm here and yeah.
Yeah. It also reminds me of the
You can't go up to someone and be like, hi, I'm Jim and I'm recording it and I'm not telling you that I'm recording it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And then like, well, people who post shit like that get in big fucking trouble and they like post a Karen melting down. Obviously the Karen's gonna fucking sue you and talk about how bad their life is now because you recorded them being a Karen.
Yeah, who would have thought that, you know, my actions would have consequences and that
right.
I can't just throw a temper tantrum wherever I want.
Right.
People
exactly.
are gonna judge me for that.
Who would have guessed that my years and years of being a wretched human being in general were going to catch up to me?
I can't believe that they're saying that about me, a narcissist.
It's all about you, baby. But wait, we're glossing right over something that we do like to call.
It's kind of small, but it is a thing that we do, and we like to call it
good news, everyone.
I'll go first.
Of course.
Because so, I always give
it's
me
not funny.
I've got skill.
PD, you have to know that when I intro the show, I am not at all thinking about what I'm going to say at good news, okay? That's why I always let you go first because I'm like, I don't know.
Every morning, I know that you wake up and you open your little prayer devotional book and you say your daily mm-hmm. affirmations to the Lord as a servant mm-hmm. and you think of all the good news in your life to be thankful for because all the good things are from God and all the bad things are not from God. And that's how
but
you think of
they
news.
Are also from God because he created everything.
Right. But it was like a ha-ha thing. It was like a jokes on you thing. Like it's
guys,
cool though.
He's just misunderstood. If you would have been there, it would have been funny if you would have been there when
he
did
been
it.
There. When that meteor
sure,
hit the
he
earth.
Created the, sure, he created the fire and brimstone of hell and then sent Lucifer down there. So yeah, God did create hell, but it was funny then.
It was
it's just a different time
to,
now.
You had to be there. You honestly had to be there.
Yeah, it was just a different time.
You wouldn't get it. It's the problem.
Because think about how different the world would be like if there wasn't any brimstone. You know? Actually, I kind of don't think that would be as good.
I always conflate brimstone and sandstone, and I always think of brimstone as sandstone. I don't even know if brimstone is real stone.
Brimstone to me I don't think it is, but maybe it is. I always view it as like a dark, like coal, but like it's like glowing a little bit. You know what I mean? It's like, because it's like hot.
Oh.
It's like a hot rock.
Yes. Okay. Brimstone, an expression like of magma. Signs of God's wrath in the Bible, or a style of Christian preaching that uses vivid descriptions of judgment. Okay, so it's not an actual stone, I guess.
I think it's just meant to be like, think about like the hottest place, but make it out of rocks.
An alternative name for sulfur.
Oh.
So sulfur is brimstone. Interesting. I guess sulfur is a stone. I was just
like
thinking sulfur as a
rock.
Gas. Yeah. Like volcano-y. Okay.
Well, I don't know if it by itself would ever create a stone, but it can mix. It could be embedded in a stone.
Joke's on you. I'm looking at Wikipedia. S16 is a stone.
Like sulfur. Pure? It's just pure?
Yeah. 16 sulfurs together, I guess, makes a stone. Elemental sulfur is a bright yellow.
That must be the seventh infinity stone.
Brimstone. I really want God to go for
I don't know.
Christian.
You tell me.
I mean, that's who their audience is, I'm sure.
Look, I don't make up the facts. I just put them together.
And I lost my guy.
I just connect the dots. I'm back. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Here's something. Terry Hatcher. Terry Hatcher. Canadian tuxedo.
Jeez, I got some bottles.
I wear a suit
face.
Every day from work, so I gotta wear some denim.
My face caught on fire. It's a shame. Whatever, it's okay.
Speaking of late night hosts, this
don't
episode.
Save that for
oh wait,
your,
you weren't done with good news.
And
you
save that for your GN. News. So, you know, I was supposed to go to that wedding in. Well, huh? I bagged it. I was supposed to go to a wedding in North Carolina for like a friend of my sister's.
You never told
who's
me
my
this.
Friend? Oh, well, I think I told you a while
Who?
Ago. Ash.
Who?
Ash. I don't know if you ever even met her. Yeah, I was going to ride my Charizard. No.
Was she in your sister's grade or is this college or something?
No, this is they met out here. They met when they worked here in SF.
Oh, then I never met this person.
Yeah. Oh my God. Have you seen that thing on Instagram? You're like, you are now one of my elite employees.
Yes, I don't know what that's from. I haven't not seen the source video, but it's so weird because it's like the outfit. It looks real, and then you really look at the face, and you're like, that's a filter. You know what I mean? Like, you could tell
no,
that's a
not,
filter.
It's not a filter. It's drag, bitch. It's a man.
But why is it like
that's
look
a
fuzzy?
Man, baby.
No, but why does it look fuzzy like this, like around the head?
Oh, I think that's the like a shitty wig he put on.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's just people. Okay, because I've also only ever seen it like crop. So maybe it's just.
I just found who it was because I've seen a repost a bunch of times. But I just found who it was, and the guy is like actually pretty funny. He's like, boss and CEO. It's. I just followed him.
Yeah, I've seen a while ago. Actually, I think I saw like a video like that. That was just another one of those like dumb, like out of touch corporate leader type of parodies.
Yes, which there are so fucking many. Like literally log into your LinkedIn and be like, wow, this is like half the people on my LinkedIn who are like.
I have a few that I like. I like Sully.
Sully Sullenberger, the man who flew, who landed Flight 93. Good call.
No, the one that we like.
No, oh, I'm talking about like real LinkedIn people who are like, as a corporate sales leader in this atmosphere.
That person's not a real person though. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no, I know. I'm just saying like the that archetype of like, a boss like that is like
yes,
that
you're totally right.
Real human beings.
Like the dude from fucking Leapfrog Inc., some like website making company. He's fucking so cringy. He like is basically he's like a musician too, and he makes these like dumb songs. Like literally, one of them's like, "I am a circle and you are a square," and it's like, "What are you talking?" It's like bad music, and he's the CEO of a company, and like. Puts all his employees through this shit.
Dear
like,
God,
bro.
The worst are the people who run agents, like small size agencies that are like 50 to fewer employees. And they post, there's this guy who uses LinkedIn as Facebook. And like, I had to work with him years and years ago when we were doing partnerships and stuff. And I was like, this guy is nuts. And he like posts all the time. And it's like a picture of him like packing for some trip. And it's like the weirdest. I'm like, are you like really high when you're writing these captions? Like,
I think he might just be lonely.
Yeah, I think loneliness is like a thing. But he has a wedding. I don't know. Anyways, hate those people.
Married people can be very lonely. Sometimes they're the loneliest of them all.
According to Three Dog Night, one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one.
But two can be just as lonely as one. Boom!
QED, bitch.
Bitch.
Okay. My fucking good news.
That wasn't my fault.
That was it. It was mine. That's on me. My good news is, are you ready? Instead of going, it was good. It was well put. Instead of going to North Carolina and costing me like $2,000 to fucking do it, I'm flying just a hop, skip, and a jump up to a little town I like to call Portland, Sacramento. Oregon.
Oh.
No. I wish it was Sacramento.
I got really excited there for a second.
Also, you're not allowed to say the T in Sacramento. Sacramento.
Sacramento.
That's how the local.
Well, I'm not a local, so I don't give a shit.
It's like Toronto.
And again, it's local. Toronto. It's
local. I'm going to go to Portland instead.
Connecticut.
Arkansas.
So is Sam even there still? Is Sam even there?
Yeah. He moved back from Santa Fe last year. So they're both there.
Oh,
but we're
going
to go to the
car.
Coast. Yeah. Yes. He moved out of his Hyundai Santa Fe.
And now he lives in an apartment again. Good. I'm so relieved because
he's on the up and
man.
Up.
Because, man, living out of your car, that's hard.
Those surgeons have a tough life.
Now, what would you say is more comfortable to live in, a Santa Fe or a Tucson?
Why are they all named after Southwest cities?
I don't know.
Oh, God. But no, so then we're going to go to the coast, and I'm finally going to get them to go fishing with me that I've wanted to do for years and years and years. And
do you like fishing?
Oh, my God, I love fishing. I want to go so bad, and Sam like keeps
why,
like pussing
out every
time. Why, because you can
just smoke a bunch of cigarettes and sit in a boat?
No, they don't let you smoke on the boat. Sometimes they do, though. Sometimes the crusty captains smoke, and I'm like, can I smoke it here? And they're like, aye. Light them up.
You're like, please have a crusty captain. Please have a crusty captain.
Please, crusty. Please, crusty. Please, crusty. And you know when they're missing a tooth, you're in good shape, let me tell you.
Yeah. When when there ain't no whales, and you tell tall tales and sing your fishing tune.
Exactly. So, yeah, so I'm excited. That's it. And
Jeff, smoke them if you got them.
And then my father will be here in 3 days. So
you got to give Jeff my warmest regards, please.
I will. Sir Willie sends his regards. Dr. Shit for Brains sends his regards.
Shit for Brains. Dr. Spaceman.
Dr. Spaceman. Oh my God, I love that. So good. And what is your good news that I've given you ample time to think of?
Well, as you said, every day when I wake up and I go to my little book of affirmations, one of the things that I actually do, and this is corny as fuck, but you asked for it because you brought this up. One of the things that I am grateful for every day is my lovely girlfriend, Quay.
Oh, I'm going to fucking
now, listeners
puke.
Heard her voice for the first time last week.
Oh, Christ.
And she, without permission, is on the podcast. She did not want to be, and we tricked her on accident.
We are not legally allowed to record her without permission in the state of California. I am telling Gavin Newsom.
No, I don't. This wasn't recorded in California.
Oh.
I'm actually at a black site right now. I'm in a black site in Mexico.
International waters?
Yeah, I'm in international waters, but it's in Baja,
I also
Mexico.
Don't know what a black site is.
I'm in a pool in Baja, Mexico. It's actually a hotel. It's called International Waters, and I'm at the pool.
Misty Peppers. I don't know why it made me think of that.
No, but, you know, sometimes you got to give the love to the people around you who make you feel good. And
well, if you love her so much.
She's my rock.
What are you doing for Valentine's
Day? Why don't you buy a house with her? Well, we actually aren't doing anything for Valentine's Day, but our anniversary is coming up, and I do have a very special gift for her. It's going to be our 5th year.
What kind? Wait, you froze, you froze, you froze.
Cheers to that, mate. But anyway, Daniel's frozen on my end, so I'm just going to move forward.
Okay, you're unfrozen, you're unfrozen, you're unfrozen, you're unfrozen. Wait. Are we talking a special gift?
Yeah, I know. I'm just moving forward.
Are you talking about a special gift that perhaps Sauron would try and cast or create in
the
Okay.
No, not
she's
unless,
not going to hear this till after Valentine's Day. So you can just say it. She's not going to hear this till after Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but she's in the room right next to me, and she can hear most of what I'm saying.
She can't hear anything. She has earplugs.
What happens
in
the podcast? No, she doesn't. I would know because when she does, she's usually she already did that today.
I keep a weather eye on my girl's ears and what goes in and out of them. Okay.
Q-tip. Okay, let's be careful.
I heard those are bad for you.
Don't go too far.
I heard the jury's still
I know, and I don't science. Get it because Q-tip knows that everyone's buying them for that, even though they print it on the box. That's like at the bong shop where it said tobacco use only. Like, they know.
Right. That's exactly the same thing.
What they're doing.
Right. Also,
and Q-tip knows that everyone's using this for their ears primarily and then little other tiny things sometimes.
There's only one human being.
Like cleaning your bong.
Right, yeah. There's only one human being I ever knew who smoked tobacco out of a bong, and they also smoked weed. And you also know that human. Courtney.
Wait, I'm like, the first... I know you call someone Courtney whose name isn't actually Courtney.
Courtney.
But then I thought of Courtney Harnish. Oh.
Yes, Courtney.
The tall gentleman.
Yes, indeed. Who may perhaps be
I haven't talked to him in ages.
Persuasion. I just saw him on one of the apps.
I haven't talked to him in ages.
I didn't message
him,
though.
Did you
swipe it? No. Well, this was a little bit dirtier than
you guys
swiper.
Have a history.
We prefer it a herstory, but yes, correct.
That's funny because absolutely you hate when people do shit like that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I fucking hate it when it's like the fucking root of history has nothing to do with his or male or
okay, anything. Okay. I open the box and close it. I want to close it. I don't want to get
here,
into this.
Cucks.
Let's get into the episode. So like we said, this is season 7, episode 3, Attack of the Killer App. Now, basically, the premise of this episode is that everyone gets a new iPhone, which is a phone put into your eye.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, you can just replace this with Apple Vision Pro right now. I think for relating this to modern day, yeah. Petey, can you Google for me when this episode
2010.
Aired?
It was July 1st, 2010. When you
okay,
when
so
you said
literally
earlier,
13 years ago,
14,
and this shit
honey.
Is still happening.
It's 2024,
oh
baby.
Oh my God.
It's 2024, baby.
14 years ago, and the shit is still the same. Basically, the theme of this episode is people will, like, do not care about their personal information, and they will give it away for, like, what? Social media likes, basically?
Yes, exactly.
Like,
anyone
will
sell them,
that yeah. Mom releases the iPhone to spy on everybody, collect all of their data so that they can get marketed to, which is obviously not
the
like
entire
they predicted
basis
that was happening then, too. But that is, it just keeps growing. They just keep finding new ways to monitor you so that they can market to you. Right. But my thing is, they're still doing a terrible job because I only get marketed, 75% of the time, I still get marketed to after I bought the thing.
So it depends on
Let's
your
say you
settings.
Buy an LG TV.
Depends. Sometimes what? It depends on how you're targeting, right? So even if you did make the purchase, a lot of times brands will do that for A, brand loyalty, B, if they have extras that they want to sell you, or C, a remarketing list. So
okay,
you're basically put
it. But Petey, I get that. But how fucking stupid is it? How many TVs in a year do people buy, for example? Like a bigger ticket item. Or just any item that you don't need more than one of. Sure, I might in a 5 years buy another thing. But why should I get the advertisement the day after I bought it? Simply because I went to www.website.com, clicked purchase, and now they're like, oh, he's into it.
Well, also it depends on where you're getting the ads, right? If you're getting them served, it could be programmatic ads that are done through like a display network.
Oh yeah, I forgot I'm talking to somebody who works for
a big tech
particular company who does ads.
Yeah. So
who sells
again,
ads.
Again, I also agree, like there's very dumb reasons, but lots of times you should also not get that. Like Amazon does that frequently, which I find very stupid. Like I just like looked
That's
into
what I'm
this,
saying.
But they also don't know what your purchase habits are, right? So like a TV, you're right, that doesn't make any sense. But if you're buying like,
what do you mean they don't know my purchase habits? They have recorded all of them.
They don't, so they
know exactly what my purchase habits are.
Right, but let's say you're buying a TV that you only buy once every 5-10 years. They don't know your purchase habits of purchasing a television, right? They know that you moved because you searched for all these certain things.
Oh, because I could buy a TV 2 days later. You're right, yeah.
You could buy a TV for your living room. You could buy a TV for your bedroom. You could buy, I'm not trying to defend it. I'm trying to explain it. I also agree. I think it's stupid. Once someone purchases something like that, it would
the point is someone's coding that in. Someone's coding that logic in. And the fact that they're thinking, yeah, it's highly probable. It's probable enough for us to do this as the default thing that someone will buy. Like, sure, if it's an item that's like paper towels, I get it. Right? A repeat. But they know what these items are. If it's like new speakers or like a new laptop, it's like, you guys are stupid if you're concentrating your energy into pushing the thing that's already been bought. That's all I'm saying. I don't think that that makes any sense.
It also could be like a cart issue, right? Like, hey, someone might buy a laptop, but we need them to buy those speakers. We need them to buy headphones on top of that. We need them to buy this. Like, we need to increase our cart. So their preferences could be set to, hey, that we already might have gotten a purchase from this person, but like their lifetime value is so much higher if we can continue to advertise our products to them and get them to buy more.
Right, which my point is timing.
Yeah, I agree.
Guys, get the timing down. Because brand loyalty, I 100% get that. But like, okay, let's say this. Let's go to a real life example. Let's say you meet someone out and about and you're like, wow, I'm really jiving with this person. And you're like, yeah, it was cool. I'm going to like, next time I'm at the marina or whatever. And then the next morning you wake up to an email from them and they're like, oh my God, I would love to hang out with you today. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it'll be a lot.
It's like getting.
You would not want to put
it in two. That's just not the way people want it low and slow for the most part.
Yeah, but
when it comes to ads, I mean,
the more frequently you can click, those clicks are gold, baby. Facebook.
But I think that they get less clicks if it's a thing with the timing is bad. That's my point.
Oh yeah. I mean,
they need
the other thing.
Guys,
is
hire me, okay? I'm
your okay? anecdotal experience.
Clearly, I'm on a whole other level here.
Your anecdotal experience is not necessarily what data proves out. A lot of people might actually go back and click on LG TVs and be like, "Oh, shit! Actually, I do want one of these." Or, "Oh, I didn't realize that there's a nice."
Well, sure, because a lot of people voted for Trump. No offense.
Yeah, very true.
But do you know what I mean? 100%. I guess you're right. We do live in a world where people are dunce caps or something, but I don't want to believe that. I really want to believe that people are like truly like that dumb.
Oh,
I feel like with the Trump thing, a lot of ideological stuff is like, okay, I can see how you got twisted that way, but you're not like truly idiotic. But no, there are people like that. I don't know.
I would say at least 50% of Americans are idiotic. Mainly rural folks.
It's just so depressing.
Yeah.
That is just so depressing.
The good news is a lot of them are too stupid to vote. So that's good.
Ugh.
I
bummed myself out.
Can I go for my tech soapbox?
I was describing the premise of the episode. No. I apologize, PD, because I went on my own soapbox. So
let me just say,
you get one.
The Herstory thing? So let me start.
Okay, no. Except for that one.
Go.
All right. Back to the episode. That was my fault. That one was on me. I'm going to give myself the gavel, and I will give myself.
Can I give you a?
Yeah, give me a. Oh. All right.
That was kind of fun.
Anyway, so let's get back to the episode. They start out with an e-waste recycling event that the city of New York puts on. And clearly, like, the mayor doesn't give a shit. He's like, it's the 83rd or 84th e-waste recycling. Oh, yeah. There's so many good little jokes in that one where, like, they're throwing away their high-tech Japanese toilet. And he's like, no, please don't throw me away. I give you happy poopy time.
I also love when Leela throws her old phone out and it's like, hello, Mr. Ranga. Mm-hmm. Your call to St. Louis just went through. And then she gets thrown out.
I thought of you immediately.
Fucking love it. It was like, well, that's a fine.
Well,
how
this
do you
is
do?
A fine. How do you do?
I love that so much. There's also a bunch of good quotes.
And then a very
that like
yeah, a very Futurama-esque line where they're like, where Leela says, "Let's go online and buy the iPhone," and they step outside and they're immediately in line. And Fry's like, I thought, where are we going? I thought we were going online. And she's like, Fry, we are online. He's like, but isn't the mom store like the half a city away? And she's like, yes, it is like Midtown. And so it's like the line is that long.
The line goes all the way back there.
The online thing is like beautiful.
Yeah. So they end up we skipped over the going to the third world planet, which was like very much non-disguised as India. Right. Like it's pretty much India. Everyone has Indian accents. And they basically go to this third world little planet called literally the third world.
Third world of the Antares system.
And yeah, isn't it Antares?
Okay, fucking professor.
I never get to correct you. The corrections in this relationship and on this podcast are,
what do you mean you never get
you
to correct me all the time?
It's 80% you correcting me and 20% me correcting you. Yeah, but you correct me 4-1.
No.
I'm usually
okay. I'm gonna correct you there.
I'm usually wrong. That's what I'm trying to say. And so anyway, so like they go there and Leela sees a dog, this poor little like green dog drinking out of a puddle, and then its tail falls off. She's like, that's the worst thing I've ever seen. He's like, oh, then don't look over there.
Don't look over there.
Don't look over there.
And it's like a bunch of kids playing in like burnt tech ash.
Like, find the shiny. And she's like, oh, that's even worse. Are all the children employees?
No, are all the employees children? He goes, not the whippers. And then you hear like a whip crack. And so they're also whipping the children.
I lost my shit at that. I thought it was so funny.
That one's good. And also that they're like, he's like, as soon as they step off the Planet Express ship, he's like, don't worry, we'll have all the chromium stripped out of this in no time. And they're like, no, we're not, the ship is not the trash. We have other trash. And he's like, well, we're already halfway done. And then it zooms out and like the ship is being like deconstructed. Yes. Oh yeah, and then they go to bed and they're like, this guy's 40% chromium.
That was good. I thought that was a good little like respite to the end. We love space travel.
And I was going to say that is space travel for PD.
So Leela obviously gets on her like environmental soapbox trying to stop people. And then the new iPhone comes out and she's like, well, fuck this.
She doesn't give a shit. Yeah.
We also see one of our favorite, probably the most famous Futurama meme. Shut up and take my money,
which is I always forget that it was in this later season because the meme has been around for so long.
Since
but obviously like the original seasons were like early 2000s, so it makes sense that like what we know as the phase 1 internet meme, how would you call those like animal advice meme format? What would you call that?
And there's also the like the
because meme
the why you know face like why you know and like the little like stick figures that had the really weird faces.
Any of these that have that impact bold font.
Yes. Yeah.
That is the Success phase I'm talking kit. About. Before video. Yeah, before video memes and stuff. Because now TikTok can be memes. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
But whatever that like, phase is. Is that phase 1 or 2?
No, I'd say those are not grandfathered, not chronotons. There's a term I'm looking for. Those are the – I can't think of it. Like the OG memes.
Ancestors.
Basically. Ancestries. It's the – there's like actually a word for it though. There is like a term for like
– root.
The first memes.
The kingdom, the phylum.
The chordata, phylum chordata.
Phylum Cortana.
Phylum Cortana. Okay, the dancing baby gif was not a meme. 1996.
That was a meme. That's phase 1. That's what I'm talking about. Phase 1 is from like 96 to like 2007 or whatever, 2005.
Okay.
And then phase 2 is when we get the advice animals. And then phase 3 is like moving into like video. And then I would say now we're maybe in like a phase 4 where it's like more of like a real life kind of thing. You know, it's not like a manufactured skit like yes. Vine or something. It's more like this is real life and I'm doing it some sort of documentary of something, even if it's kind of staged.
Yeah, exactly. And there's like
– but it's meant to mimic real life.
Icon has cheeseburger, I would say, as the beginning of phase 2.
Yeah.
Like Doge, I Can Has Cheeseburger.
Yeah. Rage Wolf.
What was the raptor?
Bad Luck Brian.
And
good then there was guy, like, good guy Greg or whatever.
The raptor that was like thinking. I can't remember what his deal was.
Yeah, yeah. Is there philosophy raptor or
philosophy
something?
Philosophy raptor. Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh, it's so sad that we've been around for all those memes. Like that was when it like
I God, remember, we're like 80 years old.
I remember going to Pinterest to look for memes. That is the
Pinterest
saddest
had memes?
Yeah. It was like Pinterest/funny. And then I ended up finding Imgur.
Oh,
and
God.
Everything changed.
Imgur definitely was around. So you just, that's your fault. I'm not going to say that.
I've been an Imgurian for 12 years. Since 2012, baby.
I know. But remember how I was sending you stuff that I found on Reddit that was
through Imgur
before you were on Imgur.
Right. Yes. So anyways, the Planet Express crew finally gets to the front of the line. The guy's like, we might have one left. And it's like a dump truck, like backing in. It was hilarious
there's
to me.
There's an infinite amount.
Right.
They're just feigning the low supply for
It was
for
hilarious
sales.
To me that this was $500 for like your smartphone, which actually I'm going to do the inflation calculator.
Which is actually a pretty good price.
Yeah, considering now
because
smartphones
what,
are
the new iPhones are like $1,200.
Minimum,
what the
yeah.
cluck?
Maybe not minimum, but yeah.
Okay, all you chickens out there, cover your ear holes. What the cluck?
What the cluck? Why do you guys smell like chicken nuggets?
My definition of sorrow is like
so sad. Okay, do you want to guess what? Oh, that's not crazy. In 2010 dollars, what is $500? If $500 in 2010 is worth what today? What would you guess?
900? You said it's not crazy.
No, it's not even that crazy.
750.
Close. $707. That's not bad.
Yeah, but think about the so that means that inflation has only in 14 years, inflation has taken 500 to 717. But products like the iPhone are twice that.
Because people pay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, and also like it's way better. Like an iPhone in 2010 was shit compared to what it is today.
Yeah, but like comparatively, do you really think that like the prices of the things in it are actually that much higher? No.
Probably not. I mean, it is
because at the
tech.
Time it was high tech. You would have said the same thing 14 years ago.
True. Yeah. Well, and then by comparison, I'd be looking at my NV2 and being like, I gladly pay $500 for this iPhone.
You'd be looking at your LG chocolate.
That's also back when you had LG chocolate. I can't believe I had one of those. That's also when you...
How was the first sign you were gay not your pink razor? Sorry.
My mom had a pink razor. I had a silver razor. Dick.
No, you ended up using the pink one. I feel like I like remember you having it for some reason.
My mom got a new phone and mine broke, so I had to use her pink razor for like a month. And it worked.
Okay, so actually that, out of all the gay things that you did before you came out, that was actually the least gay because it wasn't really your fault.
It was out of necessity. It wasn't my choice. And I didn't bedazzle it or anything. Right.
I'm so proud of you for that. You really stuck to your beard on that
really
one.
Straight up on that one. Yeah, that was the only thing. My white sunglasses weren't a dead giveaway. Jesus. Anyway.
Oh my God. Thinking about you in the Ducati shoes.
I knew you were going to bring those up, you son of a bitch.
With all right,
my
listeners.
Braided belt. Oh God.
Daniel.
Puffy chest.
But here's the thing is I was complicit because I did not think of these as like gay at all at the time. But now looking back, I'm like, how could I be so blind? Which was Daniel would walk around the hallways at school in high school. Like what, 10th grade was this?
11th grade, junior
fresh
year.
And he had these Ducati shoes. Now Ducati is a motorcycle brand for people who don't know.
They were
so these shoes are made. These shoes are made to ride a motorcycle on. So they have this like metal thing in the heel, right? Because there's like the clutch and stuff for a motorcycle is like in the heel part. So it's meant to be durable like that. But it would also make this like clicking sound if you stepped on it right. So Daniel
like
would sort
shoes.
Of like chest. Yeah, like tap shoes. Chest puffed out. Back straight, strut through the hallway in school and be like,
just
click, 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 click.
Just in case I was going to see Mason Myers. I had to be ready.
Oh my God.
We started
I love
formal
it.
Fridays wearing sweat. I made everyone wear sweaters on formal Fridays. It was great.
Oh. That was cool. We were cool for that, but looking back on it, we were not cool for that.
But
we were absolutely not cool for that.
We were the biggest losers, but to be fair, we wore it, and we were the king of the loser heap. We were the loser kings. Because everyone we went to high school with was a loser. No one was popular.
I know. Well, that's the thing, is it's easy to be cool when your school is as small as ours.
Yeah, 45 kids, like, losers.
Anyway. So we need to get through this, Petey, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention the Infosquito.
Oh my god. This guy sure loves porno.
It's basically a giant mosquito that can suck information out of your brain, and like mom is using it to do her like marketing or whatever, get marketing data. Mm-hmm. But Daniel and I love the Infosquito.
The voice is so good.
This guy, because he's basically like the weird chameleon from the sex shop in the yes. human horn episode. Where he's like, yes. What? I'm a monster.
I'm a space monster. I'm a porno dealing space monster. What do you think? I care. Yeah, the exact thing. I also love when they're watching like mini webisodes. They're watching The Real Housewives of Sim City.
Of Sim like, City, yeah.
She needs to rape it. I'll say it to her face.
And this is like a girl like bonking into the wall over and over again.
Yeah. Oh my god. So basically mom comes up with a scheme to when she, I love how she owns the hardware and the software, and yet she has mm-hmm. to have a million followers for each of these. She can't just go to every user right. and upload it, which I thought was
right.
so stupid. But
also, this is the exact plot of The Robot Takeover, but with exactly. humans instead of yeah. robots.
And then they just don't wrap it up. They don't put a bow on it. They don't. There's mm-hmm.
It does have an ending.
It there's no ends. Denouement. It is just straight end. Yeah. So mom wants someone to have a million followers on Twitcher, which is funny because it's Twitter and Twitch put together. But I don't think Twitch was really a big thing in 2010.
I don't think Twitch was really a thing then.
Yeah. So they need to get content. Bender and Fry, meanwhile, are having a bet to see who can hit a million followers first. Bender's putting in like topless women and or like scantily clad women and like accidents and people like the professor getting catching on like fire,
people and falling down. And yeah.
And Fry's like putting his political views up and it's talking about tariffs and shit. It was funny.
I do love it because he's like Fry's political, but political is spelled
CLE
TICLE. And then he's talking about tariffs, which is like you wouldn't even think Fry knew anything about
what
tariffs.
A tariff is, he can't spell political. Yeah. The bet is whoever is going to have to, or whoever loses has to swim in alien space goat vomit,
alien goat vomit, but also
and,
alien goat diarrhea.
They, oh no, he froze again.
I can hear you now, Petey.
Can you hear me, my guy?
I can hear you now, guy.
Okay. The loser will have to swim in the alien space diarrhea and puke. And so...
And Indian food.
And Indian food. I will say the animation of the goat barfing when it's like... Bleh, was really good. I liked that.
It's
I was
pretty
like,
good.
Really accurate. So...
So this is also when we find out that Leela has a boil on her butt that she calls Susan, which this time... This really makes the episode... Dates it in the sense that this is when Susan Boyle hit the scene. Yes. On Britain's Got Talent. And so they are basically doing her. It's a boil on Leela's butt that sings, and it's ugly, of course, because that was the most memorable thing about Susan was that she was an ugly woman who could sing.
Right, exactly.
Who knew that unattractive people could sing?
Who knew that anyway, reality I'm pretty TV sure, was so fucking shallow?
Yeah. Speaking of late night talk show hosts, I think Craig Ferguson is the voice of Susan.
Oh my god, I think you're right, actually. Yeah.
Craig famously hosted CBS's late night show before Colbert did.
Yes. Yeah.
My mom loves Craig Ferguson.
That sounds
I like him, but right. he's like charming, but he's not like super funny. I mean, I like it. Like I'd rather watch that than Leno for sure. But I don't think he's as funny as Conan.
He's more entertaining than he is funny. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
He just seems like a fun dude to hang out with.
Yeah. Have a pint.
Have a wee pint.
Wee pint. Anyway, so we find the boil. Fry is recording it. he Leela begs him not to send it out, and of course he does because he doesn't want to lose the million follower or lose the million follower.
He doesn't
want
to fall into goat vomit.
Leela ends up finding out because the two, Sal and his like hillbilly friend who he works with at the construction site, basically accost Leela about it. And she figures it out. And I love that the guy's like, she's like Jared from Subway. Disgusting and inspiring.
Yeah. And then she's like, that's like that caterpillar what ate Jared from Subway. Yeah,
exactly. So it ends up becoming a tie. Both Bender was way ahead, but Fry catches way up just with the super viral video he has. So no one has to actually
jump into the vat.
Yeah, exactly. And then this is kind of where it just like fizzles out.
Peter's out. Yeah.
Like,
I want to say, so before Fry, I love this moment, before Fry finds out that Leela found out, he's talking to the rest of the Planet Express crew at Planet Express. And he's like, look, we need to make sure Leela doesn't find out. And like right when she walks in, of course, she already knows at this point. But he's like, Leela, lock the door so Leela can't get in. And then he realizes like, oh, shit. But it reminded me of that moment in 30 Rock where Tracy is talking to Liz. And she's like, Tracy, like, what do you guys do? Like, what do you guys do when I'm not around? And he's like, oh, we just sit around, have fun, say mean things about our boss, Liz Lamont. And then he like pauses and with his mouth open and stares at her. It's so good. Liz Lamont.
Liz Lamont.
It's so good.
Tracy Morgan, absolute treasure. So basically they're like basically having the wrap up. Layla's like, oh, well, now that no one cares anymore, you've made me more confident. I'm not concerned with Susan anymore. And as we continue, as the scene continues, more and more zombie people start walking by. And I was like, this is a really long episode because I don't remember how it ends.
Yeah.
And then it just pulls out and it's like executive producer David X. Cohen.
David Times Cohen.
David Times Cohen. All right. How many
hot tubs full of diarrhea vomit?
Diarrhea vomit Indian food. Would you rate this?
I do really like this one. I think this one I would give a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, that's fair. I was going to say 3.75.
Yeah, like, Petey, we got space travel. It's so weirdly accurate to life. I mean, still, that's the part, too. That, like, it ages so well because it's like this shit is still going on, which is kind of sad. The only thing I didn't love is like the Susan Boyle thing. It's like, all right, I get it.
It was weird.
Like, that's a little bit on the nose. It's a little bit on the butt cheek because that's where the Boyle is. But I do like Craig Ferguson. There's a lot of good one-liners in it and just like moments where each character kind of gets to be them, like really is themselves. You know what I mean? Like each character really exemplifies the character that they are.
Yeah, and lots of good quotes. And we have Infosquito too, which we love. So,
yeah. Can't be better than that. Meme. Shut up and take my money.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, this is history. This is herstory.
This is herstory.
Oh, my gosh. All right, trivia time.
All right, PD. I'll go first.
I only have two, though. I only have two.
Fine. Bring it on.
Okay.
So
Bender mentions the date August 6th, 1991. What is
that? The publishing of the first website and AKA what made the internet about stealing people's privacy.
And then I accidentally gave away my second one, which was about the Indian, what does the goat eat?
Oh, I would have gotten that one. I gave Indian it away. Food.
But
Indian food and whatever comes out the other end.
Yes, there you go. But anyway, no points because
it doesn't matter. It'd still be
okay,
one
at the very
still
end.
100%.
At the very end, everyone has one eye blinking because of the virus, except
Correct.
For one creature.
Leela?
Who is it?
Because she unfollowed Fry.
And what is blinking? Who is it and what is blinking that's not an eye?
Bender's antenna?
No, it's not a main character, but it is someone who's like up close in front with the camera.
Hattie McDougal?
No. No name, no name. Not a named character.
Not a named character, and I have to figure out what's blinking? This is tantamount to a sign, I would like to say.
Okay, I'll allow that, except for it's pretty... This is embodies to me that you're paying attention and is truly an Easter egg.
So then basically like a sign. That's what all the signs are, Easter eggs. And it would imply that you're paying attention.
No.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. Okay, so are you saying that it has to be something said and not something seen?
I'm saying it has to be something said or referenced, like explicitly. Like they would be like, why is your thing blinking so and so? It wouldn't be like, oh, it's just like seen randomly.
Okay, that's fair, actually.
So I'm going to allow you to tell me the answer, and I will take 100% points. Yes.
And you will get no points because that makes the question moot, so you will have one out of one.
Which is not still 100%.
No, because at the end, it does matter who got more questions right.
Oh, I thought it was. Oh.
No, it doesn't. I do think that it's a metric.
Okay, yes,
I think
that's a metric. That's fair. Yeah, we can do that. We can use it as a secondary metric. I'm into it. Okay,
that's what I'm saying. Because last season, you got more percentage than me, but we actually got the same amount of questions right because you asked more questions.
Oh, that's true. Okay. So I'm really a detriment to
myself. You still won, but I didn't feel as bad because I did pretty good still.
Exactly.
What I'm saying is this is a consolation prize. Okay, there's a clown. It's a clown.
Oh, fuck.
And his red nose is blinking instead of his eye. It's right there, Petey. It's right in the front of the camera. It's not in the background.
Wake up, sheeple. It's right in front of you. The clown's blinking nose.
That's what I'm saying.
Which also reminds me of the...
I thought that was a fun detail. I don't know. Maybe I'm a fucking idiot.
It's a fun detail, but it's not. It's a fucking idiot. Okay. So dumb, but I love it so much.
All right. Go for it, Petey.
We see Flexo in the dumpster because he threw him
out. Oh, right.
Because bending units are so outdated and dangerous. What are the three things that make them dangerous? Three risks that they pose?
They're radioactive.
Yes.
They emit
radiation.
Emit pollution.
No.
Well, because pollution is different than radiation.
Yeah. But you said they're radioactive. They emit radiation.
No, I was saying emit pollution.
I know. But that's not one of them. No.
Do you understand the words that are coming out?
Man, ain't nobody understands the words that come out of your mouth.
Okay, they're not efficient.
Yeah, but that's not one of the three dangers.
Is that one? Oh.
He says they're highly inefficient. Radioactive. Remember he gets cut off when he's saying one of them? He's like, and we cause... And it cuts him off when Bender closes the thing.
Oh, ED, erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, so there's one more.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that one. Okay. And it's the first one in the list that I'm not remembering right now.
That's correct, yeah.
Is it that they're like crass or something?
No. I'll give you 0.66. Repeating, of course.
Okay, I'll take it.
This is an easy one. You're going to kick yourself. They overheat.
Oh,
we overheat,
we're
radioactive, and we cause erectile dysfunction.
That's hilarious.
What is the space goat's name?
Wait, let me make sure. I did write it down. Mr. Chunks.
Yes.
I wanted to make sure it wasn't Dr. Chunks.
Oh, that would have been a better one, Professor Chunks. I like that one. And lastly, we do get a Hermeism. What does he say when it's a tie? I thought you were going to call me on this one.
Oh.
Ew.
What are you ewing about?
Because you're making your O face and going, oh.
You best believe that's not my O face.
What's your O face?
First of all.
My O face is that kid with the apple from the meme.
My O face. The kid with the apple.
From the meme where he's like, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
The kid where it's like when your mom
texts it to me.
It's like when someone's mocking you. it's this one. This is my O face. You know that meme?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a weird old school picture.
Yes, exactly. That's my O face. Do you know what it is? Do you know what the Hermeism is?
No, I don't.
Sweet Georgia Brown of Kingston Town.
Oh, I don't even remember that at all.
It's a tie. Oh, boy. Well, this little Christian gal is going to have to go piddle because these little LaCroix are just running through my little
bladder.
Christian stream.
All right, guys. Well, that was supposed to be a tight 45, and then we both went way off the rails. So apologies about that. But you know what? That's probably what you tune into this podcast for. And if you don't tune in, you're like 99.99999999% of the population. So,
oh, my God. You know what I thought about the other day?
Thank you so much. What?
Nine.
I think about that every time I hear the word nine.
Nine.
What hole are we on?
Nine.
Also, the thing is, like, to me, he is a legend because, like, I never met him or saw him or experienced him in person. I just know what you have told me about him.
I played golf with this kid for 3 hours one time in 2008. That's all.
And it's lived with us ever since.
Forever, 16 years later, we still say it to this day.
I think, does that show how sad our lives are? That is like
no,
a highlight.
It shows
for
we
us.
Have impeccable memory. Impeccable.
Sure, sure, sure. Well, anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening. Today we covered Season 7, Episode 3, Attack of the Killer App. Next week we'll cover Season 7, Episode 4, Proposition Infinity. Now, I wish this said Proposition Chicken because I do love their chicken sandwiches.
Ooh, yeah. And this has some really good jokes in it, too. I can already think of the really funny ones. No spoilies. No spoilies, no doilies.
Is this the one with the ghost, the robot?
Yeah. Shut your mouth.
I mean, we've already said the main joke that we're both thinking of on the podcast.
Not near it. We'll be good.
Okay.
To tell people where they can find us before I beat my pants.
So can find us on Patreon, patreon.com/worldoftomorrowpod. As always, you can find us on Spotify Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. I guess Google Podcasts is dying, and so did Stitcher. So those are maybe the only two left. And
hey,
you can follow me. You can follow me on Instagram at the most chill bro. I don't really post stuff about the podcast, but there is a link tree there where you can find the podcast on it.
And as always,
there are clips. There are clips.
Yeah, that's true. There's clips.
That's true. And Petey likes to say,
we'll love you forever. We'll love you for always. As long as you're listening, our friend you'll be. Now, take us out. So-and-so.
We're whalers on the moon. We carry a harpoon. Mother and the whale, so we tell tall tales and sing a whaling tune.
Bye!